shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
I don't dispute that $56 million is a lot of money. I don't dispute...
The unpredictable red herring here is how Congress...
What you do with a bully is you confront the bully and the bully backs down.
That's joining me now to talk about this and the nation's real problem of joblessness, the Reverend Al Sharpton. What's your crack?
This makes me a slut.
Your wife said the same thing.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this here radio show. We have Robert Greene joining us, the CEO of Fraser Foods, here in just a moment. And we will be talking about the Obama administration ordering deep pay cuts at bailed out companies. And people are abuzz again about these bonuses that some of these executives are taking. A reminder that we're on our website every night with a live streaming video of the show. That's philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com is where you go to check out that live streaming video of the show. You can also hear live streaming audio as well each and every night at philhendryshow.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/philhendry, and we are as well at Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. Let's get on Robert Greene here. He is the CEO of Fraser Foods. They're located in Buena Park, California, with some 30 stores throughout the Southeast and the Southwest. And Bob, thank you for being with us.
Always a great pleasure to be on the program, Phil.
And the story here of President Obama saying he's going to order some deep pay cuts at bailed out companies has got the attention of a lot of people on Wall Street. According to this, responding to the growing furor over paychecks of executives at companies that receive billions of dollars in the government's financial rescue, the Obama administration will order the companies that receive the most aid to deeply slash the compensation of their highest paid executives, according to an official involved with this decision. Let's listen here. We have CNBC contributor Jeffrey Sonnenfeld saying he has no problem with these deep pay cuts.
Generally, I would agree with that. You want the marketplace to determine what the right compensation is in a free enterprise private sector system. Here things got quite blurred. We're looking at just seven institutions that basically would have perished were it not for the government bailouts. AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, General Motors, GMAT, Chrysler, and the Chrysler Financial. These enterprises, I mean, let's look at them. AIG, it's 80% was ownership by the government, by the taxpayer, and Citigroup, it's a third owned by the taxpayer. So these guys, we're like looking at postal authority employees and some things here. These are people that aren't running full private sector enterprises, and we're responsible for some of the problems here. Now, they buy their way out. It's different.
All right. Sonnenfeld is also concerned, however, that some lawmakers will try to extend the deep pay cuts to businesses that didn't receive TARP funds.
The unpredictable red herring here is how Congress interprets this and some partisans. Feinberg himself, Ken Feinberg, I was just on a panel with him yesterday at the National Association of Corporate Directors. He's very clear that he's precisely targeting just the top 25 officers of seven firms, these seven troubled firms. So it's 175 people total. And he's very clear about his legal mandate, his purpose, his direction. However, there are others that I think will interpret this more than is intended and want to go on to sort of witch hunts to vilify high-paid people at a time that there is structural unemployment, which is tragic, but it's nothing to do with this problem. And that's how this can be abused. But I think this Feinberg's particular approach is right on target.
What did you hear there, Robert, that you disagree with? I mean, in other words, what this man Sonnenfeld is saying is that if these companies are wholly owned by the federal government, given all of the money that was lent to them, or at least they are, let's say their pink slip is being held by the government, why can't the government call the shots?
Well, Bill, I think it's a very dangerous road to go down. I think it's a slippery slope. You heard this man say that we're not just talking about companies that have taken TARP money. We're talking about companies that may not have taken TARP money, but because Obama is feeling a little bit of power, he may decide that he wants to, extend these pay cuts. And I, first of all, I am a capitalist all the way. I believe in the private sector. We have, as you mentioned, 35 stores. We're about to open a new one here in the Barstow area of Southern California. So I believe in free enterprise, and I believe in the individual ingenuity of the person, the business person. Obama, because he gave us some money, when I say us, I mean those of us in the private sector. I'm not one of these companies, but I do consider myself shoulder to shoulder with these companies because we all do the same thing. We hire, we fire, we create a product, and we try to get people into the store to buy that product. But because Obama has tasted a little bit of power, and because we got some money from the federal government, now he thinks he's going to tell us what to do. And I don't think that's the way it works.
Well, how should it work? If the government has given you money, and not you per se, but private business has gotten money from the government, does the government have no say in what the business plan is?
I don't think it's anything the government understands. I don't think it's anything that these lawmakers understand. We asked, the private sector asked, in the person of GM or in the person of the banks, for monies that were needed. And we, in the private sector, know what we need the money for. I don't know what the government is doing, asking a lot of questions that can only confuse the issue.
Well, for instance, what about these bonuses?
Well, the bonuses, Phil, let me talk about that. Here is a very good example of how the government doesn't really know what's going on. When you are a businessman and you have worked your way up the ladder and you now have provided not only for your employees, you've built a great company, but you have also provided for your family. Generally, you're a married man, you've got kids, you have a wife who has stood by you through this climb to the top of the business world. Well, when you finally make it to the top and you look at that wife and you look at those children, the look in their eyes and the looks on their faces say the same thing. Okay, we have gone without, we've sacrificed, we have done what you asked us to do, and now it's our turn. And what do you say to them? Do you say to them, I can't...
Well, what are you talking about specifically? Are you saying...
I'm saying that my wife and the wives of other executives that I know, they're not going to wait around for you to say, I'm sorry, I don't get a bonus this year because the government just took over part of our company. I love my wife, and I don't want my marriage to go south. So if she wants to buy a horse, if she wants to join a tennis club, if...
Yeah, but Bob, these are, if you pardon me for interrupting, these concerns that you're talking about here, your wife wanting to join a tennis club, your wife wanting to take horseback riding lessons, what has that got to do with the bonuses? You're saying you need...
Well, what that has to do with the bonuses is that's what you get the bonus for, so that the wife and the kids that were putting up with this long, hard climb to the top now get what they want, and they're going to want a lot. You can ask anybody. Especially your wife.
All right. So, in other words...
In other words, Phil, the point that I'm making is a simple one. If your wife says that she wants to put in a new granite counter in the kitchen, or she wants to buy $20,000 worth of patio furniture, or she wants to put in wrought iron instead of the wood that you've got for a banister going up to the second floor, you don't argue with her. It's not going to happen. She put up with a lot to get to where you are.
And all right. Okay, so in other words, you're putting the bonus problem that these guys are taking, these excess bonuses, You're putting it all on the wives.
No, I'm not putting it all on the wives. I'm saying...
No, yes, you did. You just said that the wife and...
I'm saying that your family has suffered through you climbing the ladder of success. You don't turn around and look at them and say, thanks a lot, and I'll see you later. I got to go to the office and work extra hard now because I had to give the bonus money back. It isn't going to happen. It isn't going to happen.
Well, yes, it is going to happen because the president has said he's going to trim these bonuses, okay?
Obama is not going to do anything. There are a lot of people in the private sector who worked far too hard to get to where they are today and have got a wife to go home to. You know, I guess you don't get it, do you? I've got a wife I got to go home to. Listen to my throat. I have a throat infection. I'm still at work. It's 12:15.
Do you want a drink of water or something?
No, I'm all right, but it's 12:15 at night. I'm still working. And why? Because I got to make sure that when I get home and I open up the checkbook, my wife sees that there's money in there for her to have a fashion show or go to these things that she wants to go to or buy a new Escalade or something like that. You don't attack a man's family. You don't do it.
All right, so you're saying that the bonuses that are being taken by these executives are
for their families, and Obama is attacking a man's wife and kids. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, but Bob, nothing you told me was all that compelling. Your wife wants to join a country club.
Well, it doesn't sound compelling to you. I got news for you. Yes, it's very compelling. She wants it. She's going to make life very difficult until she gets it. She's going to remind me every day when I get up and every night when I go to bed what she put up with so that we could make this climb up the success ladder. She wants one of those tubs that are on four legs. She wants to have a sauna. She doesn't just want an Escalade. She wants a sports car. So she's got one car to take the kids to school in. And
all right, so all of this stuff has to do with your family.
Yes, it has to do with my family, of course.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anything to do with the American taxpayer, you see. And the American taxpayer is saying that bonus money should not be paid out.
Well, I'm awfully sorry about the American taxpayer, but are they living with my wife? No, they're not. Are they living with the wives of God knows how many other thousands of men? No, they're not. Are they going to provide these things for my wife and family? No, they're not. I'm losing my voice because I've been screaming into a phone all day. My wife has been on the phone all day with me asking me about a vacation we're supposed to take. And I've lost my voice because I was screaming at her.
Why? Would you rather go? Because your voice is sounding pretty hard.
No, I'm fine. But I was screaming at her that I couldn't take a vacation to Mexico, that I got to stay in the office, that she could go, she could take the kids. And that wasn't good enough. She wanted me to be there because she didn't want to look like some old hag with no husband.
And you were screaming at her?
Screaming, yeah, because she still won't leave me alone. And she wants the money, she wants the vacation, she wants me there, and I don't take paid vacations anymore.
All right, Robert... The problem, then, is families.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said the problem is the family, and the problem is the needs of your wife and your kids, and that's why you guys are taking your bonuses, and that's why you need to continue to take your bonuses, and that's why you're... This guy's throat, is he okay?
Well, I gotta find out.
Because it sounded... He said he was screaming into a phone all day at his wife, who wants a vacation in Mexico. And she wants him there, and she wants... That's not how the ball game's played, man. Bonuses, you know, performance bonuses, great. You can have what you want, do what you want, but if you don't get them, you don't get them. How do you tell Uncle Sam, I got to have a bonus because my wife expects the good things in life? She's put up with enough poverty helping me climb to the top. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. And Mr. Green is kind enough to be on with us so late at night. He is still at the office as we talk about these bonuses that Obama wants to cut. A lot of these Wall Street guys getting. Mr. Green here says that the bonuses are necessary because the wives and the kids expect the good things now that you've made it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, Robert Green on the line from Fraser Foods, and we're talking about the repeated statements by the Obama administration. These bonuses are out of line. I know you're not a Wall Street guy, Bob, but you have said that you stand in support of these men who have earned these bonuses. And the whole rationale you're giving us here, though, is that this is something having to do with wives.
Well, you know, Phil, I've heard a lot of conversation about why they've earned it and how come they're entitled to it and why they should get it. And I don't think we should even have to answer those questions. Of course, we've earned it. And when I say we, again, I'm a CEO, but I'm in solidarity with these men. Let me give you an example. I have a corporation that I pay myself through, and every second Thursday, I pay myself, and I get paid, in other words. And I walk in the door, and my daughter is there waiting for me every Thursday. And the first thing she says is, "What did you get me?" You see what I'm saying?
Maybe this is a child that needs to be taught.
There's no teaching. You don't understand. These people, your family, your wife, are standing there, and they are expecting they want some of the cheese, as we used to say in the old days. They went through the hell, and now they want the reason why. If you really want to know why Bernie Madoff and the Führers died down around Madoff, it's because everyone realizes now what a demanding monster his wife was. Why do you think he had to earn all that money?
Oh, come on, man. You're telling me that Bernie Madoff went out and ripped off people to the tune of $500 million because his wife was demanding?
Hey, buddy, unless you've walked the walk, I wouldn't be talking the talk, okay?
So his wife needed what? Private yachts?
Yes, private yachts, private planes, private houses, everything. Yes. Phil, I don't know that you've made the kind of money we're talking about here, okay? Have you?
Well, it's none of your business, but probably, I mean, Bernie Madoff money? No.
All right. Well, then if you haven't made that kind of money, you don't know what a wife is going to want and what she's willing to do to get it.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here on the line in Atlanta is Lonnie. Lonnie, you're on with Robert Green on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
Hey, brother. How you doing tonight?
Good, sir.
All right. I'm listening to this guy, I guess whatever food company that he's from, CEO, and I don't mean no harm, but I want to ask him, how can you explain to American people who are losing their job? Now, me personally, I've been out of work since January this year. I've been in the profession 25 years.
What do you do for a living?
I'm into food and beverage management.
I see.
And I lost my job in January. The state of Georgia would not even give me unemployment. You follow me? For no fault of my own. And I'm probably speaking for a million other Americans. But how could he have the audacity to talk about his wife wanting to take a trip to Mexico with him and he couldn't? He upset.
Are you married? Are you married, sir?
No.
All right.
I'm not married.
When you come home to a woman,
let me say something to you.
Where's the country club membership?
You don't know what that's like. Let me tell you something right now. You go home to a mansion, probably. You probably drive a Rolls Royce Bentley.
It's not a bad house.
A 12-digit bank account. You follow what I'm saying? Here I am not making one penny a week.
I haven't looked at my
account. I'm not making any money, man. And you sit up in here want to justify Wall Street bonuses when you got folks losing their homes, losing their families because of this very thing that you're talking about trying to...
I'm losing my family. If I don't get my wife tennis lessons, I lose my family. I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat as you.
How in the desert could you even get on national radio and even say that, man?
I'm in the same boat with you, sir. My wife and kids will leave me if I don't get them horseback riding lessons.
All right, we got to take a break. Phil Hendry Show, we'll be back. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
I don't know if did he get the point?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Robert Green joins us from Fraser Foods. He's the CEO of a major grocery chain, and we're talking about the Wall Street bailouts and the Wall Street bonuses. Bob, I want to read something to you. At the financial products division of the insurance giant AIG, the locus of problems that plagued the large insurer and forced its rescue with more than $180 billion in taxpayer assistance, there are top executives getting close to $200,000 in bonuses. Now, this is a stunning decline from previous years, but nonetheless, it is still a very, very significant amount of money, isn't it?
Well, first of all, I don't think you read that right. It's not bonuses. That's total compensation. The bonuses are going to be more than that, but they have to be because the compensation is cut way back. Bill, look, I want to tell you a story, if I could. The other day, I had to lay off a single mother. She's got four children. I had to lay her off of our in our Anaheim store. And I laid her off so that my next bonus could be a little bit higher. My daughter wanted a pony, and I understand that everyone wants to have the best for the children. I felt bad about it, but I explained it to her. And
you explained what to who?
I explained to the lady that I was laying off. Now, I didn't explain it to my daughter. You know, I'm not going to walk up to my daughter and say, here's your pony. I had to fire a woman so you could have it. Is that what you want me to do?
No, I'm trying to figure... Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would think that would be a good thing to do. Let your daughter know exactly how that pony was earned.
I'm not going to do that to a 9-year-old girl. Maybe you would, I won't. But the point that I'm trying to make is when I explain this to this woman... And you know what she said? She said I did the right thing. She understood, because the American people are with me on this. It isn't the fact that we're getting bonuses. They don't blame us. They know that guys like me and guys like other executives were on the phone all afternoon screaming down a telephone line to a wife that won't leave them alone until you give the green light on reservations at... You know, the Ventana Inn in Baja, or the Post Ranch Inn up in Big Sur, something like that.
You think the American people understand you when you say, my wife is screaming at me, I got to make reservations at the Ventana in Mexico?
I didn't say that. I said they understand the pressure that we're under. I think you need to, you know... You don't hear too good. I think you need to listen to what I'm saying.
I think I'm listening very well to what you're saying, sir. 877-876-PHIL. This is John in Oceanside, California. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, I was just on my way home from work listening to you guys about all the corporate bonuses. And, like, just that whole point, right, that was just made about the 9-year-old daughter wanting a pony. I mean, what 9-year-old daughter doesn't want a pony? But
exactly.
But just the point is that most 9-year-old daughters do not get the pony, and then they live happily ever after. The
all
point
right,
that
so,
I was making earlier.
You know what? You know what? You don't have to give a kid a birthday present either. They'll live happily ever after. Do you give them birthday
exactly.
presents? Of course you do.
You do.
Do you give them
yeah.
Christmas presents? Of course you do.
Yeah. Right, but not ponies.
See, so it looks like you don't have a point here.
No, I do have a point because, as I was explaining...
Well, what is your point?
Just you have to learn to stop living outside of your means.
I'm
just
not
because
living
at one
outside
point
my means.
You were
exactly.
making 7 figures a year, and now you go down to 6 figures a year, you're going to have to make sacrifices.
Oh, John, you're clearly very young. You don't know what it is to be a father. And, you know, I would suggest that you maybe think about that, because I don't think you'd be a very good one. If you're going to look at a 9-year-old girl and say, no, you can't have that, if you want to risk her hating you...
Well, she's not going to hate you.
Let me tell you.
She's not going to hate you.
She'll hate you. Because she knows that you're
like
going out every day.
Not leave you if you don't get,
and you're making money.
Nice cars.
And you're making a lot of money, and you don't give her the pony, she'll think you're holding out.
Right, but if I...
Who's going to think...
If I deploy
your daughter
for a year and miss my child's first Christmas or a Christmas with my wife, will they hate me forever? No, because that's part of what I do.
Well, they might. They might. They might hate you, yeah, especially if you don't come back.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great thing to say to that young man. That's a hell of a thing to say to him.
Well, he asked me a question, didn't he? And look, I appreciate your service to our country, but I don't think you guys make all that much money, so this isn't anything that is really any of your business, is it?
Right,
this man is fighting for the country while you're over here worrying about your bonus and whether your daughter's going to get a pony.
Yeah, you got a problem with my kid having a pony.
Bob, nobody's got a problem with any child having a gift, but what we're saying is you laid off a woman with 4 children so that you'd make enough bonus money to get your daughter a pony.
And the lady said she understood.
I disagree with that.
What do you mean? You disagree with her or you think I'm lying?
No, I disagree that I don't think any person, unless she was a sole supporter of her family, would be okay with being let off with 4 kids.
No, she wasn't okay with that, but when she found out why, that I had to can her so that I would have enough money to buy the kid a pony. That's what I'm saying.
And she was okay with that?
She seemed to be all right with it, yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah, I agree with John. I find that hard to believe, man. You know?
He didn't say he found it hard to believe. He said he didn't agree with it. You're the one that thinks I'm a liar.
I didn't say
you're... Both of you guys think I'm a liar. Thank you. I would hope that we teach our Marines better manners.
You know something, Bob? Don't lecture this young man who is going to go to Afghanistan and fight for the country.
Afghanistan? Where's that?
Afghanistan to fight for the country.
Let me tell you something. John, I got to ask you this question, and I hope you're not offended. Do you work for Acorn?
No, I do not.
Well, then why are you breaking my castanets on this?
No, it's just I disagree with morals and how you work with...
And how you look at these things, yeah.
Exactly.
John, thank you very much. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Not everybody is going to see your way on this, Bob.
I understand that. I'm trying to tell you that the bonus money that the executives are getting, it's not money that is being just wasted. They've got wives and kids that won't leave them alone. Won't leave him alone. And listen to my throat. I've blown my larynx out screaming down a telephone line at what I got back home.
What you got back home, huh?
Yeah, that's right. What I got back home. Heartache. That's what I've got. Well, Phil, you can laugh if you want.
No, but if it's so much heartache, man, then maybe it ain't worth bringing home that bonus money. 877-876-PHIL on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Derek, who's listening to us in Louisville, Kentucky. Derek, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. To pick up on what the caller said, bonuses, performance bonuses. If the paper boy has a job, wants a performance bonus, it doesn't meet it, his uncle has to step in to help him, he doesn't get the money. And that's the same thing with the big corporations. It's not a monetary... Millions of dollars versus $10. If you don't
exactly.
meet the standards, you don't get the bonus.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. But there's nothing I can do about it. Do you understand that my hands are tied the same way your hands would be tied?
Perhaps your wife should run the company then. She seems a lot more diligent in getting her ways.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's a good point. Your wife is standing there telling...
She's not going to run the company. She doesn't want to run the company. She wants to play tennis. That's what she wants to do, play tennis and sit around.
I believe you when you say that the lady that you laid off with 4 kids, that she was okay with it. It's probably something
yeah.
she said just to end the conversation and go away. She probably said, okay, whatever you say, just to leave.
Oh, are you saying that, in other words, she wanted to get away from me because I smelled bad or something?
Not that you smell bad. I have no reference to that. That the audacity that you
wanted
to lay me off to take care for your kid for a pony? I can understand if you laid me off because your kid has hospital bills, but your kid needs a pony? I'd probably say, yes, I see where you're coming from, just so I can leave and get a job at a place where I wanted to work.
Well, then at least you'd be an understanding guy, okay? Not like what Henry told me during the break. Mr. Henry said that he'd hit me with the closest heavy object.
You know what? You didn't need to...
I probably would say that also.
You didn't need to say that.
That's what you said, didn't you, Phil?
You didn't need to say that on the air.
I would say the same thing to you, as Henry would, Mr. Henry. But she
Mr. Henry said...
a nice lady.
Oh, you would too, huh? So the two of you guys would kick me in the groin, because that's what Henry said he'd do.
No,
if you want a performance bonus, meet the standards that are required to receive the bonus. If you don't meet the bonus, and Uncle Sam steps in to cover down, you don't deserve a bonus, no matter
Derek,
what.
Derek, you don't understand. But you don't understand, Derek. The woman that I laid off, she hugged me. She looked.
She served the Army for 20 years. My wife.
The woman that I laid off hugged me and looked me in the eyes and said, "I understand."
She did what?
She hugged me and looked me in the eyes and said, "I understand."
Yeah.
The woman that you laid off.
What she didn't say was, "I understand," and you're a self-loathing, greedy guy, and that you have no care for anybody outside your immediate circle, and you're just money hungry. And I understand. Now, please leave me alone where I can go work somewhere I'm enjoying.
No, I don't know what you had for dinner tonight. All she said was, "I understand."
The man is saying this is what she's thinking.
Oh, well, excuse me, the great Kreskin. I didn't know I was in the company of psychics.
Oh, look at Bob. It's impossible.
Excuse me, Mother LaMumba there in a Jamaica psychic hotline. I didn't know you guys were... What's your 1-800 number?
Look at Bob. You can be as smart-ass as you want. This woman was being gracious. She's not going to start an argument. I mean, my God, you know, I can't believe she had the restraint she had to know she's losing her job with her four children because you need to get a pony for your daughter. You know, what made you think that you could say that to the woman and she wouldn't react?
Because I know people, and the American people are with me on this. The American people, no, they don't like big bonuses. But they also understand what it's like to come home to a woman who's been drinking box wine all afternoon. You don't understand. Forget it.
I'll leave you with this. President Obama,
thank you very much.
The President of the United States does not get a bonus. So,
that's true. That's true. Thanks very much for your call, sir. You all right?
No, I'm not all right. You don't know what it's like to come home to a woman that's been drinking wine out of a box all afternoon with a hippo on her keychain and her Escalade. And then she says to me, "Well, where is it?" And I go, "Where's what?" She goes, "The tickets to the ball at the Murdoch Mansion." And I got to turn around, go back out, drive to the Murdoch Mansion.
What do you mean the Murdoch Mansion?
The guy that owns Dole Pineapple.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well,
you know what, Bob? I'm sorry I don't travel in those circles. The guy that owns Dole Pineapple.
That guy that I was talking to, we ought to admit that he works for Media Matters and he wants, you know, to demonize executives, the CEOs. That's all I've been talking to tonight.
No, you haven't, man. You've been talking to real people. Robert Green, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
Can I at least plug the store opening in Anaheim?
You already did.
No, I didn't.
You did? Yes, you did. You said that your new store is opening in Anaheim.
I said, can I plug the new store opening in Anaheim?
No, earlier in the show, you plugged the new store opening in Anaheim.
Well, I think you're lying.
Boy, that's great, man. That's
You want me to call him back and tell him off?
No, don't call him back and tell him off. I interview the guy for a solid hour, and he thinks he's doing me a favor, right? Screaming at his wife down a phone all afternoon about whatever the problem was.
They want to go to Mexico on a vacation.
Yeah, but what's this Murdoch ball that they're supposed to go to? Where is it? In any event, that is Robert Green, one of many CEOs in this country, and they all have differing opinions on this idea of bonus, and I'm sure that any company that is halfway run decently bonuses are not paid out unless there is performance. Performance as in profit or whatever it is the company deems excellent performance. Customer satisfaction, company growth, reinvestment, I don't know. Somebody has got to have to start to get this, though. Coming back, we have the stories we didn't get to on this lovely, what has been a Wednesday night, now Thursday morning here on the world famous Truth Is Our Bitch, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Their dirty sex makes God take hurricanes.
Well, time now for the stories we couldn't get to here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I'm looking at, is this a replay of the Ducks?
Yeah, it's 3-2, Dallas.
I don't want to look at the stinking Ducks. Take them off of there. Get them out of there.
Yeah, but they're going to win.
Who gives a crap, man, the stinking Ducks? And the game's over with. It's a replay. Anyway, in Naples, Florida, police in Naples are on the lookout for cocaine. Somehow they lost their stash. The cops lost their stash. Actually, it's a 2-gram packet that was discovered missing this summer from a narcotics kit used in training. Two officers lost it in April, but they're unsure where. It could have been the parking lot or an airport rental car, but the likely spot was a hotel. The veteran pair checked out the kit to train their police dogs, but the one who usually handles the dogs was called to a scene. By the time she returned, the dogs were energetic and destroyed the room. The officers said they were focusing more on straightening up the hotel room than collecting the drugs, so the bag probably got left. They weren't reprimanded. Supervisors say it was an honest mistake. You bet. I'll bet you they had a party. Oh, yeah. A Thursday Taiwanese burglar fell victim to his habit of capping successful break-ins with a drink as police traced him via DNA left on a glass and cans at the crime scene, according to officials. The man, identified only by his surname Chen, committed a number of burglaries in residential areas around Taipei from 2006 to 2008. According to a spokesman for the capital city's district court. On one occasion, he drank from a wine glass and another from a can, leaving saliva from which his DNA could be extracted, according to the spokesman. The thefts of items such as laptops and flat panel TVs led the court to sentence Chen to 1 year and 10 months in jail on Tuesday, he said. Boy, that's a lot of DNA. You know, that ain't cheap, that DNA stuff, man, just to catch some cat that's ripping off flat screen TVs. I don't know.
Yeah, the whole thing stinks.
Yeah, the whole thing stinks. Police in Indianapolis, they say that an armed robber spent nearly 10 minutes on his knees praying with a clerk at an Indianapolis check cashing business before fleeing with $20 from the register. I actually saw the video of this. It was very weird, man. Security video clearly shows the man's face during the stick-up Monday, and a 23-year-old surrendered Tuesday on a preliminary charge of robbery. Police say the robbery took an unusual turn after the gunman came around the counter when the clerk started crying and talking about God. The man said he had a 2-year-old child to support and asked for prayers about overcoming his hardships. Police say the man removed the bullet from his gun and gave it to the clerk before taking her cell phone and the money. Wow, that's like touching. Anyway, I actually saw this video, and this cat was, he was hugging her and they were praying together, and then she grabbed the gun and shot him and said, ha ha, I was only kidding. So I know she didn't do that.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. No, she didn't do that. A St. Paul bank teller refused to hand over cash to a gunman and lived to tell about it. Authorities said the would-be robber walked into the Cherokee State Bank on Tuesday afternoon. He pointed a handgun at a teller and demanded money, but when she refused, he ran away with nothing. St. Paul police spokesman Sergeant Paul Schnell says it's best for victims confronted by a robber to comply. Schnell said sometimes they respond as this man did, but sometimes they don't. The FBI described the suspect as a white man in his 30s, 5 feet 8 to 6 feet tall, with a slender to medium build. He was wearing a black coat, blue jeans, a white bandana around his neck, and a red baseball cap. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a Wyoming man has been charged with counterfeiting money to pay an exotic dancer for a private performance. Ricky A. Kemper, 50, faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors said Kemper hired the exotic dancer for a private dance at the Lariat Motel, and Kemper and the dancer shared a taxi to the location. The taxi driver called police after they arrived, saying Kemper asked him to hold a roll of $50 bills, and he noticed that they looked odd and that they were not cut evenly. Court documents said Kempter told investigators that he made the bills on a printer in his home, but that he planned to go home and get real money to pay the dancer. These guys, you cats, man. Just one new line of bullcrap after the next. They looked like they were cut funny. The winner of a reality TV show called Big Brother has confessed to using his $500,000 prize money to buy thousands of OxyContin pills and resell them, according to authorities. Adam Jasinski, age 31, of Delray Beach, Florida, has been charged with attempting to sell 2,000 pills in Massachusetts to a government witness. Federal prosecutors said Jasinski was arrested Saturday after he flew to Boston and showed the witness a sock containing two plastic bags filled with OxyContin, a powerful painkiller that is a popular street drug because of its euphoric effects. As agents tried to arrest Jasinski at a strip mall in North Reading, he struggled and threw the sock under a car, according to a special agent with the DEA. Jasinski won $500,000 last year on the CBS reality show, in which contestants live under constant surveillance and vote once a week to evict each other in hopes of becoming the last house guest. Phil Hendry Show, produced by Jason Rance, technical director Ralph Rodriguez.
Phil Hendry.
Yo, yo, yo.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.